Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen back again with a very clear understanding of what's going on. I'm becoming more and more convinced every day of the need for competition. My news, usually I start the program with some important news from the world of agriculture. You've probably heard by now that the Department of Ag is going to be spending about $470 million to buy surplus food, supposedly to help out farmers and communities that have been hard hit by the COVID pandemic. However, when asked why it's going to not take place until the fall, kind of as usual, Sonny, this is my own spin. I'm giving you the news, but I'm giving you a little twist on it because Secretary Sonny Perdue of the Department of Agriculture is probably one of the worst ag secretaries in my memory, frankly. He's talking in general terms in a pedantic way about farmers and ranchers experiencing dislocation in the supply chain. Well, duh. This is the position that he acknowledges is unique to farmers to provide food and deliver them to hungry Americans. Farmers need help. You guys have ruined the farm business by encouraging you, not only this administration, but the one before and the one before that. So Republicans and Democrats both bear the burden of the what is now becoming an angry section of society, farmers who are going hungry themselves because they don't have anybody to buy their food. But here's Sonny Perdue saying the department is going to purchase the food, but not till the third quarter. So what good do we need? These guys are going broke now, right now. So you spend $120 million on dairy and $70 on fish and $50 on potatoes. So that's okay, that's great. But the food needs to be purchased now. At least these guys need to get paid for it, because in the fall, a bunch of them aren't going to be around. It irks me that these people are so tone deaf. Don't you read the newspapers? Don't you see what's going on at farms all over the country? They're dumping milk. You wouldn't believe what's going on in some parts of the country. If you go to my, I have my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, you'll see the story of a farmer in upstate New York who has decided, because he was told by Dairy Farmers of America they didn't need his milk anymore and they weren't going to pay. So he's dumping, he's got all these cows he's milking, he's dumping the milk on the pasture because it's good fertilizer but doesn't put any money in his pocket, and he's going broke. So he changes his strategy. He has the ability to build a processing, small processing plant, and now he's selling the milk direct to his customers, letting them know through social media. And if you look at that picture on my Facebook page, you can see the cars lined up almost forever, waiting to go into his farm and buy his fresh milk that he's produced there himself. So he's selling out now every day. Those morons at DFA and the big encouragement that government has done are allowing these huge farms to exist. Now they can kind of look at this and, you know, there'll be some governmental agency that will probably come in and say, well, you shouldn't have done this or that. You know what? The hell with the government. Do what you need to do. Do it right so they can't criticize the processing itself and sell it to your customers. That's what you need to do. And I also would like to pay tribute to Lively Run Dairy, which is a cheese producer up in the Interlochen area of New York, the Lake area. They're taking milk, excess milk to make more cheese, and then either selling it at a discount or just giving it to food banks. See, there is, this guy's name is Pete Mesmer, who's the head cheesemaker and the co-owner of Lively Run Dairy, says, when we started seeing photos sent from our dairy friends and articles being published, farmers have to dump the milk, we decided we'd connect the dots and realize how much help we could be. So good for them at Lively Run Dairy. That's the update at the moment, the news update on the American Family Farmer.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Roth family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyonenowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Roth family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
This is the American Family Farmer with our focus this week on Bon Ton Farms. The founder, a major domo, if you will, Darren Babcock, got a great story to tell. So you didn't come from a farm family, as near as I can tell. Matter of fact, you didn't come from farming at all. What made you take the leap, Mr. Babcock?
Oh, I worked a corporate job and actually got introduced to an inner city neighborhood in South Dallas in Texas from a friend of mine. He had been meeting with a guy that was in prison, and when he got out, he happened to be from this neighborhood. And when he came down to start meeting with him, there were others like him. And so I got invited to come down and help him, and was drawn to those men and their struggle, their strength that they were still fighting to try to find a life for themselves, and how little I knew about what things were like down here. And I moved into the neighborhood about 9 years ago so I could be near them and to learn more. And almost immediately after getting here, people kept talking about how they needed an opportunity to work. If they weren't going to go back to prison, they had to try to have a job, but nobody would give them a chance. So we started working around the neighborhood to clean up the neighborhood and would use that experience to build resumes. And almost immediately, about half of those guys kept calling in sick. If you want to work, you can't do that. You have to be dependable. And what I hadn't known up to that point is that a lot of our inner city communities are what they call food deserts, places where access to fresh, affordable food is not easily attained. In fact, for our neighborhood, it's a three-hour round-trip bus ride to the grocery store and back. So impoverished communities, transportation is also an issue. So we decided we'd plant a garden, and it would become part of our work. We planted a garden on a lot that we didn't own, and it wasn't long till we figured out how to get actual vegetables to grow instead of Bermuda grass. We grew a lot of Bermuda grass in the beginning. One day, one of the guys was walking up by one of the stores with his bag of vegetables he'd harvest. A code enforcement officer came across the street and wrote him a ticket for it.
What?
It was against an ordinance in the city of Dallas to have what they call a market garden, a garden you sold things from. So in the inner city where we have no real legal economy and we try to do something right and grow vegetables so that we can have healthy healthy bodies and minds and can create jobs, we got written a ticket for it. And I was so upset by that, I went to City Hall to pick a fight. And after about 2 months of meeting different people and having various conversations, we walked out with almost an entire city block of land to do an experimental urban farm on to see if the reasons they had made it against an ordinance were valid or not. So that's how we got started.
Well, I think, you know, there are so many places to go here with this conversation. Imagine Dallas, Texas, right? This is one of our largest cities. And south of there is this, I'm trying to paraphrase what I just heard you explain, Mr. Babcock. Mm-hmm. So here's this town called Bonton, B-O-N-T-O-N, and the residents of this town, living basically in a food desert, travel 3 hours to the nearest grocery store, up and back again, and mostly the people who live in these communities are black, that don't have access to the good food. How am I doing so far? Am I on target?
You're doing pretty good. The only thing that I would draw attention to, and I think it's an important nuance, is Bonton's not even a town. It's the name of a neighborhood. We're in Dallas. We're seven minutes from downtown Dallas.
Okay. And it's a neighborhood.
So
in, okay,
it's a Dallas.
Okay. Yeah, right. So under the circumstances, these people in this part of town live below the poverty line. And you've got this farm that you started in the city, Bonton Farms. What was the original purpose, again, of building? It wasn't to help these people. What were you wanted to do what when you got out of the corporate world?
Well, it was to help the people. I was embarrassed that when I got introduced to this neighborhood, that as a citizen of this country and of the city of Dallas, mm-hmm. that there were people living in places like this that still hadn't, that still had barriers that were so significant that life for them was radically different than the life I had known for myself and others that I grew up with. And I just had to learn more about it. So I moved here, as I said, to be present for them and to get to know more about this. Mm-hmm. And the longer I've been here, the more I realized that things aren't all the same for everybody. The opportunities are radically different, and it can be something as simple as not having access to food that can radically change the trajectory and opportunity of a person's life.
Well, let's talk more when we continue here as to how the farm specifically works and who's helping you out. Darren Babcock is the founder of Bonton Farms. You hear their message, and I'm sure they're going further with what they're doing, but I want to know, I think the idea here on the American Family Farmer is to put ideas about food and farms and family together. And this is one of the great examples I've found here in America of you or somebody like you doing just that. So we'll continue in a matter of moments here with Darren Babcock. Let me remind you that each week when we do these programs, out of the conversation comes a podcast that you can find anytime at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Matter of fact, a couple of the more recent podcasts. First one focuses on home milk delivery and how that's making a, with the coronavirus, making a comeback. It's pretty cool that we have that, and I think now people that never knew it existed before. People my age knew it existed, but if you're younger, nope, not, there's no sign of it around. So now the farmers are bringing back those little tin boxes and putting milk in bottles in the boxes and taking the old bottles back again, just like in the good old days, the 50s and 60s and early 70s. So that's one thing we talk about on a recent American Family Farmer podcast. Also, another one, a question comes up in our discussion as to why we're giving aid to the Chinese. The number of Chinese-owned factories and pork, or like the Smithfield Pork Producers Company, is owned by the Chinese, and they've filed for aid because they're having problems and they're trying to take advantage of our situation with the coronavirus bailouts. Hello?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Twenty-three past the hour. Now we have the classifieds, also known as the trending stories. We get these in the classified page of all of the crazy things like People Magazine. Is TMZ the biggest when it comes to gossip now? Do you think?
I think page six, TMZ, page and page six, probably.
Okay, all right. So, Jay, Howie Mandel's got a problem. What's the problem?
He does. Poor guy fainted at a local Starbucks in Woodland Hills. He was with his wife and some friends, ended up being laid out on a cement bench, paramedics arrived. Yeah, it was pretty tough. He was able to sit up on his own while receiving pre-treatment from the L.A. Fire Department. Doctors believe he passed out from low blood sugar, but they are running some tests. And now Howie Mandel is a famous germaphobe, like super strong germaphobe. During the beginning of the pandemic, he was joking how PPEs were probably already sold out because of him before the pandemic even started. And he started, because he was staying home and everybody was staying home, he started giving away a bunch of his stuff that he had. And the fact that one of my first thoughts when I was seeing this was, he's a germaphobe, and he probably passed out in public and fell on a dirty floor.
Mm-hmm. Ooh-wee.
Poor guy. I hope he's going
to
be
okay. Can you imagine him trying to get, like, mouth-to-mouth from
Oh, my God.
He's like, just let me die down here.
Yeah.
There's
his wife being like, don't anybody tell him when he becomes conscious.
You know that road that comes off the 101, Jennifer, that goes over the hill to Malibu?
Here we go, California road talk.
Sure.
All right,
yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, just for the, you guys are that yes. SNL skit, the Californians. I mean, that's all, the whole thing, it's like a soap opera drama, and all they do is talk about different roads. Well, yeah, I saw totally him go true. On the 101 and cut over to the 405. Like, that's all they talk about.
And you can do that in a number of places, by the way, Victoria.
Yeah.
Cut over from the 101 to the 405.
Story.
That's true.
Yep.
Absolutely can be done.
So your point was what?
Yeah. I'm just thinking.
You Californians, that's all you talk about.
Yeah, right. Okay. Casey Musgraves, what's cooking here, Jay?
Well, she is ineligible for the country album and the Grammys. Her newest album, Starcross, is being ruled ineligible because they're saying it's more pop. It's more of a pop vocal
Who's
album.
Who's they?
It is
Who
not.
Makes these decisions?
These
Who's
they people of the Grammys. Yeah, these they people of the Grammys. So with genres in the Grammys, the album has to be no less than 51% of whatever that genre is. So it can't be less
but
than 51%
But how do you determine that? We all know that country and pop are crossing back and forth all the time willy-nilly.
Exactly.
This sounds stupid.
Exactly. Who came up with this? That's the issue. This is the dumbest thing. Everybody is upset about it.
Right.
It makes zero sense, and nobody can explain why exactly her album, this album, Starcross, is less than 51%. It's not. It borrows from classic country. It borrows from...
who's got it in for her? Wait a minute, let's get to the bottom line here. Somebody's got it in for her. Who is?
Well, a lot of people do. Kacey Musgraves, as popular as she is in the country genre and pop, of course, she doesn't get a lot of radio airplay because she's not one of those people that's just shut up and sing. She doesn't play by the rules, so to say. And country radio, as we've seen, typically goes to straight white men. That's who rules the charts. That's not who is only on the charts. That's not who are only on the charts. But that's kind of who rules the charts for a long time.
I know, Jay, you listen to a lot of country, and Victoria, you listen to it as well. I just find that Kacey is really nice for, like, settling in. I just don't know, like... If you're driving around and they're programming country radio for people who are in their car, if you can play a lot of it, because it is much more mellow, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
She's more just kind of a songwriter.
She is very
to
much.
To me, I think she's boring, but that's just because she doesn't do it for me. But
there are a lot of other slower songs, though, that do get played on the radio from country. So it's just, this is astounding. So I'm waiting to see what the next thing is that the Academy says of, okay, well, here's exactly why. If they even will.
Bring back Johnny Cash. Bring back Loretta Lynn. Bring back June Carter Cash. Bring back Lynn Anderson. How about that? A group of oldie moldy country singers. 28 after the hour.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. According to experts, China's space nukes could evade the U.S.'s missile defense systems. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki brushed off China's expanding nuclear missile silo field and ability to execute a nuclear strike without warning as stiff competition.
We've made clear our concern about the military capabilities that the PRC continues to pursue. And we have been consistent in our approach with China. We welcome stiff competition, but do not want that competition to veer into conflict.
A top White House advisor said Democrats will be disappointed as the party works to trim President Joe Biden's agenda amid party infighting, although he predicted the two major components would be approved in Congress. Late last week, infighting between moderate and leftist members of the Democratic Party prompted a Capitol Hill visit by Biden. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Supreme Court has agreed to fast-track the appeal to block Texas' abortion restriction, which was petitioned to the court by abortion rights advocates, CNBC reported Monday. The case is pending in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, but an expedited appeal to the Supreme Court could bring the case before the High Court as soon as December, according to the report. A Stanford doctor and professor says vaccine mandates have nothing to do with science. USA's Lance Pry has the story.
One doctor with 4 degrees from Stanford University, and now a professor at the California School, has been censored, then uncensored by YouTube for his stance against vaccine mandates. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Fox News speaks out on the vaccine mandate by President Biden.
So the science is really simple. What we found from a whole host of research studies that have come out is that the vaccines are fantastic tools to protect you against severe disease, death, and hospitalizations from COVID, even 5, 6, 7 months after the vaccine, after you got the vaccine. On the other hand, after 5 or 6 months, the protection against getting infected drops. What's the purpose of a vaccine mandate? Is it to create a space where everyone's vaccinated so you're safe from COVID? Well, the vaccine doesn't do that. We don't actually have a technology to keep you safe from COVID.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The stuff that days are made of. Good conversation. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, my friend Mr. Bailey at KQEN, one of the stations that's been carrying this program for a long time. He does the morning news show after we're on the air. I see him sitting in the studio preparing his program, and he was listening to us talk about California traffic. As we are wont to do from time to time. It's different. I remember Johnny Carson used to do skits on the old Tonight Show about the traffic in Los Angeles. And it had these crazy maps with what was going on in Sepulveda, and he'd have a riot. It was a riot, actually. And I didn't appreciate it until I actually started living there. And then I got
it's a real
talking.
Riot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. People out on the street getting out of their cars. What's going on here?
An hour and 20 minutes a day. I'll never get back.
That's right. You won't. Traffic on the fives anyway, Jennifer. That's it. Later in this half hour, Dr. Ken is going to join us with questions for Dr. Ken. If you want to catch up with him, Ken Kronhaus, one of the country's foremost cardiologists, He's on the program here as on our weekend DJV health show. We address all kinds of things, but mostly it has been COVID, but now things are changing up a little bit. But you can catch up with some of the things. If you don't happen to hear us or catch the program in its entirety, you can, at your discretion, at your will, go to DJVHealthShow.com and get the podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. But Dr. Ken, we went off on, in this particular segment, on e-cigarettes as well. I can't imagine why anybody anywhere would still be using those damn things.
Isn't there a new FDA-approved vape?
Which is
right?
Isn't the first
this
one.
This is
my point. The FDA, it can be bought.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at them for all of the advice on COVID and vaccines and therapeutics. And this is the same FDA that said red dye is great for you and that said that now these vapes
red dye
are good
number
for you.
Five, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it's called? Yeah.
Right. They got FDA approval. Now vapes are getting approved. Come on.
It's a joke. Okay. Speaking of COVID, the National Hockey League has announced that all but four players in the entire league are vaccinated. Man. How'd they get that done? How in that? That's 700
players,
right?
Because it's not political. The NHL is the least political sports franchise or organization, and they're mostly Canadian and foreign players, and they want to make their money and just get back to hockey. So that's all they care about.
Yeah. So play the game, get my shot.
Yeah.
So isn't that interesting? How that's an interesting observation, Victoria, actually, because they aren't political. It does point out how silly and political this has all become.
Yeah.
It really is. It's so silly. So there's some of the other sports, though. There are things, I don't know, I'm distracted a little by some of the things floating around today in various media, like Tom Brady sharing the warning he gave his son, Jack, about apparently there was a big party with Snoop Dogg and a lot of other people after one of the Super Bowls, and there was a lot of stuff going on in the party that you'd expect to be tied to Snoop Dogg, but not to Tom Brady. And there's, you know, there's that. There's the influence, so much influence of media for everybody. And the more famous you are, the more people are going to probably push stuff in your face, much as anything else. But the story of the week, isn't the story of the week the fate of Gruden? Isn't that really, it's not necessarily what teams have been vaccinated, but isn't his, the whole business about him being a homophobe and the things that he's written over the years about players and stuff, is that, has that been overcooked
sorry, like,
by the
I don't
news
get,
media?
No, I mean, no, they're his own words. It's his own company email.
Well,
I don't know. I don't get why people are, like, upset by this. I mean,
well, because they're
I
old
think it's
maybe.
A, well, because I think the NFL is inconsistent. The NFL allows rappers who say worse stuff in their songs to perform. And we've talked about this before. The NFL is extremely inconsistent with people that they punish and people that they don't. And so I think there's some issues there. Number two, I don't endorse anything that he says. I mean, my gosh, some of the stuff he said
about
people's appearance and all that, it's pretty bad, and you have to be held accountable for the stuff that you say. But also, you know, he's exchanging emails with people that he thinks are private, and now we find out that they aren't. And they weren't even looking for him. They were actually investigating the Washington football team for, I guess, sexual allegations against their cheerleaders. There's like this whole deep dive, and this kind of got caught up in it. I just feel like if his players have lost confidence in him, then he should go. If his players, and many of them have come out and said that he's a good guy and that he shouldn't be taken down for a few words like this, because everybody has probably said something off color at some point in their life. A lot of his players said that they still want to play for him. I think it really should have to do with whether or not you've lost the faith of your players, because he's leading black people, white people. I think he's even leading a gay person. So, I mean, there are all the things that he said. Have they lost faith in you? I think should be really considered.
That's a good question
else.
Because, yeah, the stuff that he said, especially about
well
gay
put.
People
yeah.
and all
yeah.
the, you
I mean,
know, and
you
we've got a lot of out athletes.
It?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really easy to have one person terrible line just splashed across the headlines. One line does not make up a person. And typically you know if you're being discriminated against for a long time. So I would say it's more interesting to me, not necessarily what he says in his emails, but how he treats the people that he coaches.
Mm. Well, that's a good, that's excellent. There's got to be a bigger picture here. There's a bigger picture. I'm following a conversation that started yesterday, two men down in Gainesville, Florida. Sooner or later, everybody's going to see this, but I sort of am looking at the overview that is posted on one of the Miami newspapers. I think it's a Miami newspaper. I'm not sure exactly which. It is not important to the story. These two guys, they were sitting at a bar. It sounds like the first line of these two guys are sitting at a bar. But they are sitting at a bar. One of them is named Mark Hall, and he happens to be a doctor. And the other fellow's name is Dwayne Mitchell, and he happens to be a construction worker. So the two of them, they're just sitting at the bar having a drink, and they didn't know each other, and they ordered dinner, and they started talking. And they talked about what the food was that they were eating because the doctor ordered Brussels sprouts and Dwayne's ordered a hamburger. And so they start talking about their eating habits and their health, and doctor looks like he's in good health, and Dwayne looks a little heavy. And so they just start talking, and they break the ice with the chat. And by the time they get around to it, Mr. Mitchell is talking about getting shots, or the fact he hasn't gotten one, and he does wear a mask, but he doesn't want to get the shots. So they spend the dinner exchanging conversation, becoming friends. The doctor's a black guy. The other looks like a redneck from Central Florida. Hello. That's kind of the way it is, like it or not. That's the Gainesville is in the redneck belt. Anyway, so they have this exchange, and it turned out it's a wonderful story, actually, about two guys who couldn't be more different, had a conversation. This is the essence of what I try to get. If you just talk things out and understand and listen to other people, where they're coming from, you will go a long way in understanding and overcoming the problems of the world. It's that people don't talk, and if they do talk, people don't listen because they shut out conversation because of politics or color of skin or whatever it is. So here these two guys get together. They're absolute strangers. They have an hour-long conversation that turns into another hour, and then it becomes 3 hours before they leave the dinner. And they talk about the vaccine and why Dwayne doesn't want to get the vaccine. And the doctor says, well, here's why you should get it. And so at the end, the back and forth is, you know, it's kind of cool. And at the end of the evening, they exchange phone numbers. And 5 days later, this guy, Mitchell, got a shot. And so I guess maybe what I'm, the point is a couple of different points here. How people who don't, would not normally be in the same room, perhaps conversationally, get together, talk intelligently about issues, and come to a solution. And the doctor obviously made some good points. And so this guy who said, I'm not getting a vaccine, I don't believe in it, I don't think it's good for you, by the end of the conversation says, yeah, okay, that makes good sense, and I'm getting one. And it would be, I'm not trying to persuade people to get it. I just think you got to listen to the intelligent arguments one way or another. Jennifer's points are well taken, that it ought not to be mandated, but for God's sakes, if you got half of a brain, you can understand what it is and the reasoning for doing it versus not doing it. That's just kind of the way I look at it. I don't want somebody, if there's anybody in the world who doesn't want to be told what to do, it's me. Nobody ever told me I had to get a vaccine. I was convinced looking at the arguments for and against that it was the right thing for me. It's a personal decision. I suggest you get it, but I don't say you have to get it. I just say I think it makes sense. And so why can't we have more conversations like that? I just saw that thing and it popped into my head and I thought I'd tell you the story. I just think it's very...
Do you know how rare it is that we do what we do here, not to pat ourselves on the back? But you know it is so rare that we have people coming from different political backgrounds that can actually sit down and like each other? That doesn't happen anymore because people want to live in an echo chamber.
Yep.
And to me, that is so boring. I mean, I don't want everybody to agree with me. I mean, you know, it's not... Because that would just assume that you're right about everything. And guess what? Nobody is right about everything 100% of the time. And so it's important to have these conversations. Even if it doesn't move the needle, it's important to learn how to deal with people that don't kind of work in the same lane with you or, you know, friends that just don't agree on certain things. It's just so... doesn't happen. And it's frustrating. And it used to be at college, this is what we would encourage. the people coming from all different places would come together and learn about each other and be empathetic and listen to people. It seems like that's not even allowed or even encouraged on college campuses anymore. It's just one way.
It's forbidden. Yeah, it's a verbotenness to it, especially on the big state-run colleges on either coasts. But some of the Ivy League schools, same thing. It's very arrogant, Frank. It doesn't teach people how to think, which you would think would be the thing that the college profs in these schools would be all about. Teach people how to think, not what to think. 46 past the hour on the Ever-Loving DJV program. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
So I heard from my friend's neighbor's sister that Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season and had to go see for myself. The deals, they're so good. I got a cute pair of sew boots for $24.99, my favorite jeans for $14.99, and the big one towels and pillows for $2.99, which will come in handy for holiday guests. I even got some Kohl's cash, so gonna go back for a pumpkin candle or two. Gotta live my best fall life. Select styles end October 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Tim McGraw's temper tantrum in Reno, one of the things we talk about on the current DJV download, the podcast that you can get every day. You can listen to the program all day long, too, if you'd like to, all day, every day at djvshow.com, and the podcast get wherever you get your podcasts. So we're talking about vaccines and shots and sports and stuff. The feds are demanding Moderna provide enough vaccine to the global initiative at not-for-profit prices. So what's been going on here? Has that what Pfizer and...
how do they have control to do that? See, that's what question. Is curious to me. I mean, how do they have the control to go in and say you have to do this at and not make a profit unless the government has completely become the subsidizer of both Pfizer and Moderna because of the vaccines?
Well, Moderna... Probably.
$10 billion.
Moderna basically had, this is the first thing they've ever put through the FDA. So this put Moderna on the map. And so, I forget who the government official was, but basically said, look, we've made Moderna the company it is today. This is on them. They need to step up and produce what we need them to.
The power of cash. Yep. Not anything else. Yep.
And that 10. Doesn't make you feel
That's
great.
That's it. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with questions for Dr. Ken. One of the questions this week has to do with e-cigarette, well, maybe the aerosols and what's in them. I've seen a lot of older people. I've seen a lot of younger people. I thought the message was clear, and it's been around for a couple of years, Ken, but people are still using these things, even though they're pretty lethal. What do we do? How do we get people off of these harmful these e-cigarettes?
It seems to me common sense. All you have to do is watch somebody use one of these items. The first time I ever saw anyone use this item, you know, I thought to myself, how can this possibly be safe? I mean, yeah. I was probably 10 yards away, and I thought I couldn't breathe. It's just this plume of smoke all encasing the individual. Awful. And everyone around them. Mm-hmm. How can this possibly be safe? Just using some common sense. So we learned from Clinical Research Toxicology, important medical journal this week, that e-cigarette aerosols, these vapors that are given off easy, these clouds, that you watch anyone use them, they contain thousands of potentially harmful chemicals that are not even being mentioned in the product to let the users know. But it seems to me just some common sense, watching anybody use this, how can this possibly be good for one's health?
I'll answer it. It's not. Period, end of story. People will say, well, it'll help me stop smoking. What, you replace one bad thing with another bad thing? And that's how I, you know, that's what makes people crazy about the government and approval of things by the FDA, because this is a rancid, horrible way to stop smoking, and yet it was allowed. It's legal.
I hope you don't want me to come up with an answer for these
questions. Yeah, I'd like you to come up with a thought for it, because there's, you know,
I just think that none of this is being done for one's good health. And
no.
And that's the bottom line. And you have to use good common sense and good judgment. It's all about making the right decisions, Doug. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's about having good health courses in school and our public schools so people understand what goes on in their bodies, teaching them what these aerosols do, teaching them what the tobacco smoke does, what the nicotine does, what the chemicals do. And you see these young girls, especially at high school, running out behind the school. They think it's sexy and cute to smoke puff, puff, puff away on a cancer stick. And you know, they don't want to listen to adults because they don't think adults know anything.
And if so you're already on another drug that's clouding your judgment, you're not going to make very good choices about
it. No, that's true.
The next one.
Mm-hmm. All right, people hear me talking about using a Calitrin to lose weight. And how there is a lot in there that will help you stay the course. And now the question comes on whether if one drinks diet beverages, is that okay? Can I do that if I'm trying to lose weight? Seems to be a pretty obvious answer to that, but go ahead.
Well, interesting. Journal of the American Medical Association Network opened this week. We learned that in these diet drinks, especially those containing the artificial sweetener, Doug, sucralose, it actually increases food cravings and appetite, especially in women and in general people who are obese. So many use these diet beverages to lose weight, and they're actually making it harder. They're increasing food cravings, increasing the appetite.
Ken, the CDC says that drug overdose deaths... Say it again, Doug. Try this again, Steve. Ken, the CDC says that drug overdose deaths in our country have hit a record high, almost 100,000 drug overdoses. This kind of goes with the last question about the drug nicotine or what's in cigarettes, but drug overdoses in general representing all the illegal narcotics. Have you ever treated anybody that had a drug overdose?
In my earlier days, you know, it's not what cardiologists do, but in my training, I certainly was involved with that. And that is a real challenge. It takes specialized training, and it takes a lot of patience from the whole, and takes a care team to deal with that. Yeah. But unfortunately, right now with COVID, and hopefully it's going away, what you're describing has become more common. Just the mental health in America, in the world, has deteriorated these past 2 years. There's been more suicide, more overdoses, and I just hope as we come out of COVID, a lot of this gets healed because a lot of this has been COVID-induced, some of the unexpected, unanticipated consequences of COVID.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.